And when you learned that fiddle tune, did you learn from Fletcher or another fiddle player?
Fletcher.
And did he, I've done it sometimes, you just sit down with a fiddle player and they show you, okay, here's this note, and here's the next note.
Your ear will develop, but it's a slow process sometimes, you know, and it's nice to have somebody just show you note by note.
One thing I recommend very strongly is a recording device in the case.
Yeah.
They now sell digital ones that will pick up pretty well, and you can even dump them to a computer and make a file out of it and CD and whatever, listen back to it. But I still use a cassette recorder, actually. And if anybody's ever showing you something, you know, imagine if they were just teaching you their phone number. And they'd say, okay, 303-652-8346. It wouldn't take you very long to be able to repeat that back. But would you remember that the next day? I don't think so. So how does a person expect to learn something if they just learn it like the equivalent of 10 phone numbers?
And
they can go, and play it back at you, but that doesn't mean they absorbed it. That's when having a recording device means everything. So I make a point, if anybody's ever showing me something, ever, I have the recorder out because I could get it right then, but I wouldn't have it the next day unless I had a recording of it. So
here's mine right here.
All we had back in the 40s when this band started was the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night and no means to record it. And you'd listen all night for one Bill Monroe show, you know, or whomever, Flat Scruggs or Bill Monroe, and you'd hear it and then be gone. And Fletch fortunately has a better memory than
So is that how you learned, Doc?
Basically.
In the total absence of any instructional materials and recording and amazing slowdowners and stuff, you just had to use your own ear in real time and just figure it out?
Fletcher Bryant figured. He doesn't even play the band. He's pretty intelligent for a fiddle player. He figured, okay, we got 8 notes in a measure and 3 fingers. You know, so you got to leave something out. And then, so he went back to college and I went. And I learned how to play some tunes and nobody was impressed. And so he came back from college. He said, but it's got to be syncopated. You know, the beat's got to move. So then I was an overnight success.
That's when all the girls started flying.
Yeah, that's it. Stay off that.